counting the steps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I go climbing up the staircase. When I hear noises, squeaks and creaks, I shut my eyes closed just in case. Counting the steps, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I go climbing up the staircase. When the lights dim and I can't see a thing, I pray I could be in another place.
Welcome to another episode of the Slasher Sanitarium. I'm your host, Troy, and today we are looking at the third episode of Channel Zero Butcher's Block. We start the episode off where we left last week's episode with a bunch of flies and maggots on the table. Alice gets a call from Dave from Collections, and Dave mansplains debt to her. Suddenly, the table disappears. Luis makes sure that they had the same experience. They did, other than Alice getting her head opened up, of course, and Alice wants to bounce. We get a shot of Mr. Schizoid before Luis reminds Alice that she wants to do good in Butcher's Block. Luis drops another lovely F-bomb before we both fuck off. Little Stabby is swinging on a swing set as the logo hits the screen. We cut to Zoe taking a milk bath while smoking. She realizes that Peachy is just hanging out with her, right alongside of the tub. He just wanted to check in on her. She then sits up in the tub, which means she is totally showing her tits to Joseph. She could have just stayed down in the milky water to prevent this. Also, why is the water milky? We just have given up on doing bubble baths to cover breasts now? We have to do milky water? Anyways, Luke runs into Luis and Alice in the woods and tells them to stay out of the woods. But you're in the woods. Telling people to get out of the woods. Who's going to tell you to get out of the woods, though? Looks like we have our main crew now. Alice's boss wants to talk to her, but she ignores him and goes into the house. Alice finds Zoe lying fully covered in bedsheets and blankets. For reasons, I guess. She pulls back the blankets and Zoe quick talks, saying, I'm going to try to do it. Remember when Mother used to eat us in Wonderland? And then, of course, Alice is like, the fuck did you say? And Zoe slows it down and says, remember when Mother used to read us Alice in Wonderland? And then goes on this whole weird little thing about how Alice's name is Alice. And, yeah, it was kind of confusing. It's more of Zoe's kind of weirdness. For the sake of being weird, I guess. Luis accuses Dudley Dupshit of wanting to plow Alice. He stutters his way through saying he kind of does want to plow her. Alice puts her hand down on the bed, and it hurts Zoe, so Alice pulls back the sheets to reveal that Zoe is bleeding from her thigh. We return from break to see Luke's dad, listening to a relaxation tape on Walkman. One, I'm pretty sure this takes place nowadays, because we've seen some decent cell phones and things like that, so I don't know where this guy got a Walkman from. I also don't know where he was able to find anyone that sells a relaxation tape on tape. His son then sneaks up on him, and Luke asks if his dad has ever seen someone eating somebody else. The chief tells him not to write up a report. The chief reminds Luke that Macklemore used to beat him up. He makes it seem that Luke is remembering things wrong and jumping to conclusions, and think I can safely conclude that a dude ate another dude. So, you know, pop and takes. A nurse puts an IV in the wrong way as Zoe is getting checked out. Robert, or Taser Peach, whatever we want to call him this time, walks into the hospital and starts to dance. I'm not kidding. Little Stabby and Peachy are playing the piano while Robert is dancing down the hallway. What the fuck show am I watching? Like, there's a line, and I think we've crossed it at this point, but there's a line between, like, creepy and, like, silly creepy. And we've crossed over to just, like, creepy for creepy's sake and just, like, fucking balls out craziness. which I'm still invested in. Trust me, I'm still watching this show. I'm not stopping. I don't care that Robert's dancing down the fucking hallway or anything like that. It is what it is at this point. He's weird, a little stabby. I don't know if we're ever going to get an explanation of who the fuck he is, other than just like he's got kind of a fucked up face, and he, you know, Joseph Peach seems to like him. Luis, Luke, and Dudley Dubfuck sit down for a meeting. Luke explains that Taser was released and wandered up the stairs into the forest. As they are talking about this, Robert dances past them. Zoe and Alice have a lovely conversation regarding their current predicament. That's all I have on that. It was kind of a boring conversation. They just kind of recap everything that's been going on. But we cut back to Zoe in the tub and almost get an entire tit reveal, but nope. Because, you know, it's sci-fi. We can say fuck. We can say shit. We can say bitch. We can show a naked ass. We can show a guy devouring another guy's lungs. We can show what the next scene is here, where we see somebody with a small fucking knife start cutting into her leg, but don't show a nipple. Yeah. So Zoe pulls a knife out of somewhere. I'm hoping it wasn't inside of her. And she begins to cut a chunk out of her leg, which turns her milky water red, and then she eats her leg skin. Fucking yum. Zoe says she cut herself shaving, because apparently she used a chainsaw. Alice says that she thinks Joseph woke something up in her as a strange masked person crawls from behind her. I will learn later that this strange little masked person is actually Mr. Schizoid. As Alice leaves, her mother walks out of the darkness, stabbing herself in the gut. So, of course, Alice is now having hallucinations. Robert calls out to Luke. He points finger guns at Luke, and Luke draws his gun. Taser calls out bang, and then runs away. Luke is a great fucking cop. Zoe is feeling up her legs, probably the effects of bad IV placement, by the way, and everything in her room shuts off. So she's in darkness, and we cut back to Luke as he gives chase, and he and Luis leave Dumbfuck behind. The doors then close and lock between Luke and Luis and Captain Dipshit. Robert rounds a corner, and he is now behind this moron. By the way, I cannot say enough how much the sci-fi app can lick my balls. At this point, twice this episode has restarted on me from the beginning, and the entire time I was watching this episode, it kept stopping and buffering, and then playing the exact same fucking commercials over and over again. Lick my balls, sci-fi app. Luke and Luis get to watch as Ethan, which I don't know why I even fucking bothered to learn his name at this point, has his throat slit. So much for that douchebag. The doors open up and Luke gets the drop on Robert again, and Robert just laughs. Oh, also at this point, fuck Method Soap and their terrible ads. Fuck Uncle Drew for your terrible existence. Please stop showing me the same commercials 10 times in a 43-minute episode. And we're back. Alice raids the medicine room as Luis says that they can take Robert to her place for questioning. Robert drinks up some floor blood. Zoe yanks at her IV. No more damage than putting the IV in the wrong way would have done anyways. And then drinks her own blood. It's just a episode about drinking blood. Evelyn comes to visit. Alice is high as shit. And she remembers a conversation with a woman asking if she is also going to get schizophrenia. Spoiler alert. Yar. Alice turns around and we see a life-size Mr. Schizoid. This would be the person dressed in all black from before. Now, she, because I see some tits under that black jumpsuit, chases after Alice on all fours. Evie Peach, who is, of course, Robert's wife, has brought Zoe something to eat. She is also very pregnant. She uncovers what appears to be some gross-looking meat, and Evie says that there is a place for her at their table and a room for her at their home. Zoe mocks Evie's voice. It's kind of not very nice. Evie says that her family is wonderful, you know, other than the eating and killing people thing. Alice is slowly jogging down the hall, and she gets back to Zoe's room. Guess what? She gone. But the peaches left a lovely note for Alice. Whoever does the calligraphy on the note, A+ job. I'm assuming it's the brother that apparently we haven't bothered to give any kind of substance to at all. Alice walks into a playroom. It's inhabited by Little Stabby and two other malformed children. Little Stabby asks her for help. Alice screams, which is not a very nice thing to do when a malformed child asks you for help, especially considering it's kind of your job. Luke is driving Robert to the station instead of Louise's house, and Robert keeps fucking with Luke. So Luke pulls up to a stop sign, turns around, and shoots Robert right in the heart. Then he blasts him about four more times. Alice arrives in the forest just as Zoe and Joseph enter the door up top. Alice waits at the bottom, getting visions of bull skulls, before she finally steps foot on the stairs. Her hair flies up in the air, and she ascends. She opens the door, walks inside, and the episode ends. So that was episode 3. And of course, because, you know, this seasons are kind of shorter seasons, there's not as much to them or stuff like that, we tend to get episodes that go really fast like this. Now, I love that, because far too often, most TV shows are just trying to kind of prolong things as much as possible, and they'll throw a bunch of little extra shit and over that, whereas this kind of gets right to the point, which I adore. So, I'm going to say I was pleased with this episode. There was a couple of weird things, of course. Having Mrs. Schizoid come to life and chase her around was a little bit weird. Robert continues to be a very intriguing character and just seems to continue to be fucking with him. Now that he's, I'm going to do quote fingers here, dead. Interested to see what happens after that. And, you know, we've still got a shit ton of mysteries to go about. We still have no idea what the fuck's going on. We still have a guy walking around without skin, but he didn't show up in this episode, so we'll have to see what happens with that. But in general, good episode. I'll be back very soon with episode 4. I'm going to try to get these out a little bit faster. I had surgery 2 weeks ago that kind of put me out of commission for a little bit, but I'm back. And I'm alive, so that's kind of the most important thing. So, hope you enjoyed that. Stay tuned for episode 4.
Taste for you.